Welcome to Shea Stadium in New York, for the game between the Montreal Expos and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, Ron Hunt. Batting second. The shortstop, Larry Lentz. Batting third. The center fielder, Willie Davis. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Ken Singleton. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ron Fairley. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Bob Bailey. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jim Cox. Batting eighth. The catcher, Barry Foote. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Baylor Moore. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Baylor Moore. For the New York Mets. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Bud Harrelson. Batting second. The second baseman, Felix Milan. Batting third. The right fielder, Rusty Staub. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Cleon Jones. Batting fifth. The first baseman, George Theodore. Batting sixth. The catcher, Jerry Grote. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Ted Martinez. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Don Hahn. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tom Seaver. Pitching for the New York Mets, Tom Seaver. And now, play ball. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Milan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Lentz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lentz strikes out. Two outs. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards first. Theodore scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Davis for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is called out on strikes. One out. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub takes first base on ball four. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones takes first base on ball four. Staub moves to second. George Theodore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Theodore hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lentz fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley hits a fly ball into center field. Hahn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jim Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ted Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez takes first base on ball four. Grote moves to second. Don Hahn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hahn strikes out. One out. Tom Seaver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaver is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 1 in the game. Harrelson hits a fly ball into left field. Bailey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foote strikes out. One out. Baylor Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a line drive towards third. Martinez reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0 for 1 in the game. Hunt hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Larry Lentz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lentz is 0 for 1 in the game. Lentz is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan is 0 for 1 in the game. Milan takes first base on ball 4. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Staub hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-0, Mets. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Jones hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Bailey. Jones reaches second base with a double. Chuck Taylor now pitching. George Theodore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Theodore is 0 for 1 in the game. Theodore bunts towards first. Fairley scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Theodore for the out. Jones moves to third. One out. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Grote hits a fly ball into left field. Bailey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Jones tags and scores. Two outs. It's 3-0, Mets. Ted Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Singleton strikes out. One out. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 0 for 1 in the game. Fairley strikes out. Two outs. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0 for 1 in the game. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Martinez fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Expos nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Don Hahn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hahn is 0 for 1 in the game. Hahn hits a fly ball into right field. Singleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Seaver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaver is 0 for 1 in the game. Seaver hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hunt fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 2 in the game. Harrelson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Jim Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 0 for 1 in the game. Cox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Martinez fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foote is 0 for 1 in the game. Foote strikes out. Two outs. Boots Day pinch hits for Chuck Taylor. Boots Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Day strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Expos nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Don DeMola now pitching. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Milan hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fairley scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Staub for the out. Two outs. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Jones hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hunt hits a fly ball into center field. Hunt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Lentz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lentz is 0 for 2 in the game. Lentz hits a pop-up towards short. Harrelson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a pop-up towards short. Harrelson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Expos nothing. The Mets will come to bat. George Theodore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Theodore is 0 for 1 in the game. Theodore strikes out. One out. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Grote hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hunt fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ted Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Martinez hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Don Hahn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Martinez. The throw from Foote and he is safe. Martinez steals second. Don Hahn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hahn is 0 for 2 in the game. Hahn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lentz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Singleton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Martinez fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 0 for 2 in the game. Fairley hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0 for 2 in the game. Bailey is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jim Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 0-for-2 in the game. Cox hits a pop-up towards short. Harrelson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Expos nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Tom Seaver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaver is 0-for-2 in the game. Seaver takes first base on ball 4. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0-for-3 in the game. Harrelson bunts towards the mound. DeMola fields it and throws to first for the out. Seaver moves to second. One out. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Milan hits a fly ball into right field. Singleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Staub strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foote is 0-for-2 in the game. Foote hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jones. Foote reaches second base with a double. Mike Jorgensen pinch hits for Don DeMola. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen strikes out. One out. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hunt hits a fly ball into center field. Hunt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Little pinch hits for Larry Lintz. Jim Little is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Little strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Expos nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Pepe Frias now playing shortstop. John Montague now pitching. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Jones hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Theodore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Theodore is 0-for-2 in the game. Theodore bunts towards the mound. Montague fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jones moves to second. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Grote bunts towards the pitcher. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Jones moves to third. Theodore moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Ted Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Martinez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jones scores. Theodore scores. Grote moves to second. It's 5-0, Mets. Don Hahn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hahn is 0-for-3 in the game. Hahn hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Grote moves to third. Martinez moves to second. One out. Tom Seaver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. The throw from Foote to Hunt. The throw back to home, and Grote is out at the plate. Two outs. Tom Seaver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaver is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Seaver hits a ball on the ground towards short. Frias scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Dave Schneck now playing left field. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Davis strikes out. One out. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Singleton hits a fly ball into left field. Schneck settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fairley hits a fly ball into left field. Schneck settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 5, and Montreal Expos, 0. Goodbye from Shea Stadium in New York.